This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, Macca and Tim. Continuing, actually it's another also show, isn't it? Unlike the one during the week. We have on the line David Owen.
Good morning,
Macca. How are you, David?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
Fantastic. Oh, that's the name of a shop, isn't it?
I believe so. A loss-making shop.
So hello, I'm Tim. And hello to you too.
Now, first off, David, can you give us a little bit of a background about Also Care and Benevolence Society? What is it, and what was it set up to do?
It's a little similar to Gay Men's Health Centre. It was originally set up to gain tax deductibility. The Also Foundation, because it ran parties, basically didn't have any ability to have donations paid to the foundation to gain tax deductibility. CARE was set up so it could, and to do that it has objectives, five objectives, and they're basically charitable. And as a result of that, if you make a donation to Also Care, you can get a tax deduction. Now, having said that, the vast majority of the money that has gone to CARE, which is something like $1.1 million, has come from estates. Now, estates don't need tax deductions, so I suppose in the end scheme of things, it's been something that was good to have, but hasn't been greatly utilised by the community.
Okay. So what we have is a situation here. We're having this special general meeting next Wednesday to release $500,000 from Also Care. Can you give us, you're a lawyer of many, many years standing. Can you tell us what does that motion mean, and what are the consequences of that in terms of Also Care and Also Foundation, if it's agreed to?
Okay, well, I was the treasurer of Also Care in the early 90s when, in fact, that special resolution was passed, initially so that the funds from the estate of Alan Wright, which was $178,000, could be put to one side. There was a real problem with when you're a lawyer and you're advising people. The clients almost invariably never want their money to go for photocopying paper and stuff like that. They actually prefer to give it for a stated reason. And in both Alan Wright's case and in another case of David Kahn, who gave $405,000, although their wills said the money was for general purposes, they both expressed a wish that the money be spent for providing an AIDS hospice, I think was one case, and the other one was AIDS accommodation. Now, that's non-binding. It's not. It's the sort of thing that I would draft a will and I would say it is for general purposes, because I know that's what the organisation's like. But I'd actually hate to think what some of those former members that gave money in their wills, what they would think about the current proposal. Because while that money has been set aside and it can't be touched unless the members resolve, effectively, as I see it, it's going to bail out Also Foundation. Also Foundation has been making losses and has been employing staff, and the money is therefore, part of the money is going to Foundation. One of the problems of the resolution is that it doesn't say of the $500,000 which is being spent by CARE and which is being spent by Foundation. So you don't even know as a member whether $400,000 might be going to Foundation and might be going on salaries. There was a proposal, or there is correspondence from the President saying that Also Care is going to employ an extra 1.5 staff members. Now, at the moment, you'd actually wonder why this would happen, because Also Care has been making losses. It made $149,000 in 2009 loss and $208,000 in 2010. And I bet you for the last 10 months it's making a loss. So why would you, when you are already making losses, why would you go and employ another 1.5 staff members? It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Now, it's easy. It's easy in these situations for some people to, not easy, but you know, to vote yes or to vote no. Now, if people vote no, what are the consequences of that
And what does, you know, where to from that?
Well, my view is that by voting no, the members would be merely saying to the committee of Also Care that you haven't provided sufficient information, you haven't identified exactly what you're going to do, and would you please go back, redo your figures, and come back to us as members in, say, a month's time with a proper proposal. Because at the moment, it's a vague proposal. Let's take virtually all the money out of this account and then give it, not quite sure, to Care or to Foundation. And perhaps that will be paying debts. I'm just not sure, because even now, when it's only about 4 days before the special general meeting, we have not been given 10-month accounts for the period 1st July last year until, say, the end of March. There's an email that came out Friday night and said perhaps we're going to get them on Monday, but really, that's not good enough. I, as a member, would actually like to see the figures and see the detail and being asked to ask questions about the detail. It's a real problem, for example, about the shop. I mean, it's probably quite good to have an op shop. However, also, Care run an op shop at a loss. In 2010, the loss was $37,600. Budgeted this year, I don't know what the actual is, but budgeted this year is a loss of $30,300. Budgeted for 2012 is line ball. You'd have to ask, why is a charity having a shop when it can't make any money? Mm. And even worse, it's making a loss. I mean, if I was on the committee, I'd be saying, right, we need to get out of that shop. We either give it to the staff and say, look, you try and run it and give us a certain percentage so you can use our name, or we have to really cut back. My local opportunity shop in Albert Park, run by the Uniting Church, they only open from, I think, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock Tuesday to Saturday, and it's all done by volunteers. So they'd be making a profit. But we actually spend and budget to spend $77,000 on wages. Well, honestly, we just can't afford it.
Mm.
So I would be saying to the Also Care members of the committee, what you proposed is not good enough. It's not enough information on the members to make a rational decision. And you're actually asking us to trust you. And when I look at the Care accounts, the committee or its predecessors made a loss of about $150,000 in 2009, a loss of $208,000 in 2010. I'm scared. I'm not prepared to trust the committee with $500,000, $500,000.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
If they would like to come back with some lot more detailed proposals, fine. The other issue is Also Foundation. I mean, Also Foundation is an advocacy group. It's also running at a whopping loss. That's another issue. Perhaps that might have to really scale right back. I mean, it does useful things like publishing the directory, which it makes a profit, and providing community space for which it pays rent. They're excellent. Some of the other business about receiving government grants, that's great, but then there seems to be a problem in actually doing what the grants are for. Mm. There seems to be mention in all the correspondence about some of the grants aren't acquitted, whatever that means. I presume that means doing whatever we got the money for. So again, I'm a little concerned on Foundation, and I'd be very concerned if I was a director that they're not engaged in insolvent trading.
It's going to be an interesting meeting, isn't it, David?
Well, because they haven't produced the figures, and they haven't, to me, produced anything meaningful, I would expect that the resolution will fail. I'd be very surprised if people would be confident in giving $500,000 to the committee. But that's not the end of it, because I think if the committee then think, well, perhaps they were a little silly the way they proceeded, perhaps if they give more information, come back to the members and say, look, we're going to close the shop, we're going to sublet it, we're going to do something, but are we going to stop that shop loss? Then the members might say, yes, you know, we'll give you some money. Perhaps it might be $500,000. But I just don't like being taken for a fool, and that's what I think the current paperwork that I'm getting from Also. I'm not confident in it at all.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is, obviously, the meeting is Wednesday night, and I thank you, David, for giving your time to fill us in. We're going to have a track now, which I'm sure you'll remember. It's an Elton John one, and it's this is before we speak to Jared Hassell, the president of Also. It's goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. See you on Wednesday night.
Thanks, Becca.
Bye.
Too young to be singing the blues. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.